On this January 6th, solemn ceremonies at the U.S. Capitol replaced the violent scenes of rioters ransacking the building 1 year ago. It was also a day when a sitting president denounced the man he succeeded in stark terms. Congressional correspondent Lisa Desjardins begins our coverage.
My fellow Americans.
Today, a speech, a location, and an anniversary, which were all unprecedented.
1 year ago today, in this sacred place, democracy was attacked.
In one of the oldest parts of the Capitol, attacked. President Biden took on the January 6th attack with his most direct confrontation yet of his predecessor.
We must be absolutely clear about what is true and what is a lie. And here's the truth. The former president of the United States of America has created and spread a web of lies about the 2020 election. He's done so because he values power over principle. He can't accept he lost.
The words echoed inside Statuary Hall, a place that was filled with pro-Trump rioters 1 year ago, a mob that wanted to stop the electoral count and the Biden win. He recounted the scene that day in historic terms.
Rioters rampaging, waving for the first time inside this Capitol. Confederate flag that symbolized the cause to destroy America, to rip us apart. Even during the Civil War, that never, ever happened.
The address was unusual for President Biden, who has often resisted drawing attention to 2020 and to what's called the big lie from former President Trump about election fraud. Biden didn't mention Trump by name, but he did level very clear charges.
For the first time in our history, a president had not just lost an election, he tried to prevent the peaceful transfer of power as a violent mob breached the Capitol. But they failed. They failed. And on this day of remembrance, we must make sure that such attack never, never happens again.
We fight like hell.
Mr. Trump fomented the attack, the president said, and then let it continue.
What did we not see? We didn't see a former president who had just rallied the mob to attack sitting in the private dining room off the Oval Office in the White House, watching it all on television and doing nothing for hours.
Former President Trump responded shortly after President Biden's remarks with several statements lashing back. He wrote, "Biden used my name to further divide America. The political theater is all just a distraction for the fact Biden has totally and completely failed." And Mr. Trump doubled down on the false claim that the election was fraudulent. That incredible divide and Mr. Trump's sway in his party were evident on the House floor.
Now I ask all members,
which met for a brief January 6th commemoration and moment of silence. Nearly no Republicans attended. But among the few who did, a very big name. Former Vice President Dick Cheney. He attended with his daughter, Congresswoman Liz Cheney. Reporters asked his thoughts on how current Republican leaders have handled January 6th, sparking remarkable pushback from a top party member.
It's not a leadership that resembles any of the folks I knew when I was here for 10 years.
Cheney used to be considered among the most hard right. But those who hold that position now, Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz, showed the divide by holding their own separate news conference. All this as many members simply wanted to address the harm and their experiences from last January 6th.
I'm emotional because my memories are very similar to many of yours.
The House held an unusual event, an opportunity for members to give testimonials.
Those of us trapped in the gallery, we lived it. Ducking, crawling, under, over railings, hands, knees, the sounds, the smells. We had a front row seat to what lies, hate, or plain old misinformation conjures.
The January 6th committee did not meet, but has indicated it hopes for public hearings soon and a report in coming months.
And Lisa joins me now, along with our chief Washington correspondent, Jeff Bennett, who's at the White House. So, Lisa, you've been at the Capitol most of this day. Tell us a little bit more about what you're picking up there on this day of looking back.
Judy, the feeling today was reflective, and the tone was soft and quiet, to be honest. In fact, I want to show you just ended a few minutes ago was a vigil held by congressional leaders, mostly Democrats there, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. You know, really today seemed to me to be about an idea of healing and about members dealing with their own personal memories. Very different from what I've been experiencing in the last year, which is members talking about the greater political high stakes. Those, however, are still evident. I spoke with one Democratic senator who came to the Capitol today, told me she is determined, that January 6th makes her more determined about their agenda. All that said, Judy, I've been speaking to so many House members this week, and I have to tell you that Democrats, lawmakers that I spoke to, did not seem to have a really clear message, a real counterpunch to President Trump's false charges about January 6th, to his following. They seem to have different messages until today, when President Biden spoke, speaking to some of those same Democratic lawmakers today. They said they've heard something different than they've heard before. And one, in fact, said it was as if President Biden said what had been on his mind all along. So we'll see if that changes how Democrats act going forward.
And picking up on that, Jeff, we did hear some in Lisa's report of what President Biden had to say, but you've learned a little more about what was behind the thinking in having him deliver this message today.
That's right. And the president, as you know, has described this moment as a battle for the soul of the nation. And his remarks this morning, I'm told by sources familiar with his thinking, were an acknowledgement that really trying to unite the country starts with a forceful condemnation and a direct calling out of the forces that seek to divide us. And so for President Biden, for much of the past year, he's really tried to avoid talking at length about Donald Trump. And I'm told that's for a few reasons. One, he didn't want to try to elevate him or sort of draw more attention to the lies the former president told about the election that he lost. He also, Judy, didn't want to really personalize what he sees as being a debate that should focus on trying to defend and preserve the democracy. But really, all of that changed today. President Biden standing in that Capitol he so reveres with a top-to-bottom takedown of Trump and Trumpism. And on his way out of the Capitol, the president was asked by a reporter if his words might have done more to divide than heal. And the president shot back. He said no. He said understanding how to move forward requires an understanding of the extent of the wound. And we should also mention that this speech in many ways sets the foundation for Democrats as they move forward and try to renew their push for voting rights. There are a pair of bills that are stalled in the Senate. And so this is going to be a messaging battle that really starts with a kind of direct language we heard from the president and vice president today, Judy.
It was a noticeable turn. Jeff Bennett at the White House, Lisa Desjardins at the Capitol. Thank you both.
Sure.